Air traffic controllers at SeaTac Airport say their job is becoming more difficult. Because of the partial government shutdown, air traffic controllers are getting less pay. KUOW's Patricia Murphy has more.
Air traffic controllers are the key to aviation safety. The job requires total concentration. But local air traffic controller union president Samantha Navarro says right now they don't need the distraction of worrying about money. She's trying to keep morale up, but it's getting harder as the shutdown drags on.
When I walk through the doors, it's like, oh, how do I do it today? So I have to be creative, which I'm not, but I try, so we'll see.
For Navarro and her husband, who's also an air traffic controller, money is tight. But she says for some of her colleagues, the situation is much worse. They're trying to figure out how to put off mortgage payments and other bills.
You know, and they're the only breadwinners in their families. The stress is skyrocketing right now.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average annual salary for air traffic controllers in 2010 was $118,000. Navarro says if the shutdown isn't resolved by Saturday, their next paychecks will be nothing. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.